Hello, everyone, and welcome to another exciting edition of the Gobeski Wallace Report Mathcast, where we will not be talking about Brienne today, my girlfriend.
Did she ask you to stipulate that?
I think so.
Her glare told you that?
Yeah, but now she looks confused, but I can't talk about that. So, moving on. What's up with you?
In first news, I believe it was reported in another edition that I had a job interview in Texas, and I did not get that job, so I will not be moving to Texas. Well,
look at the bright side. You're not moving to Texas.
Exactly. Like, the job itself was cool, but as I said, you know, not a whole lot going on in that particular town, so that's okay. I got another job interview coming up, and it's here in Madison, so that'd be cool.
For what?
For a company called Tomotherapy. So
it'd boring. Be,
well, let's
what was
just
it
move
for?
On to it's boring. It's for a place called Tomotherapy.
Still boring.
Okay.
We're what going was on it to our for, next though?
We're going on to our next topic. This is like,
but I want to know what it was about.
No, this is like that those times where you convince me that you don't remember something, even though you remember it very well, so I go into detail explaining it, and you're like, I don't remember that. And then I get like 10 minutes into explaining it, and then I realize you're just messing with me.
What are you talking about?
Next topic. Next topic we've decided will be great foods that we have eaten, but I guess in the last week.
Well, that doesn't, I mean, if you want to be like the last month.
Yeah, fun. That would be better, I think. Because the last week, mostly I've eaten Cheerios.
What flavor Cheerios?
Honey Nut.
You tried the fruity Cheerios?
Yeah, they taste like Fruit Loops.
It's like Fruit Loops and Cheerios together.
Yeah, actually, yeah, it does kind of taste like both, which is fun for the kids.
Boring.
Well, how about you just talk the whole time, and I won't say anything. How about that? I'm waiting.
C is for cookie. That is good enough for me. Oh, cookie, cookie, cookie starts with C. Until the new reforms that we instituted, wherein the letter C has been eliminated, replaced with the letter K for hard sounds and S for sounds, soft sounds. So, for example, cookie now begins with K. I think the best instance of this, though, is cycle, which is spelled S-Y-K-L-E. Thank you to Daniel Baker for that.
I approve of these changes.
Boring!
You done?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so I guess the best thing I ate in the last month was probably sushi. I like sushi. And I haven't had it in a long time because I'm poor, but I decided to have some anyway.
Ew.
You're not open to new experiences. That's your problem. Or have you?
Why do I need to be open to new experiences when the ones I have right now are so good?
Like what? What have you eaten?
Hunan chicken from Incredible.
Actually, I had that. That was pretty decent.
See? I told you.
Let's see. Yesterday, I ate Cheerios and Doritos, and that's all I ate.
I'm actually eating Doritos right now. What flavor did you have?
Spicy nacho.
I have the smoke and cheddar barbecue.
Yeah, I've not had that. Is that one of those? And they got the fusion stuff now. Like,
it's yeah, the fusion ones aren't very good, but the barbecue is delicious.
Oh well, I'll have to try it. But
you
there
should.
Wasn't a lot of choices where I went. I just went to the gas station.
How many people do you think we've alienated and have turned off the podcast Mathcast by now?
By you mean? Since the inception of the podcast or into this episode now?
Well, specifically into this episode, but I guess we could discuss the other one.
Probably enough that we can be a little bit more explicit if we'd like.
Okay. I've been informed that, remember like Kevin Rabies LeBlanc's rants?
Oh, yes, yes.
I've been informed that people are not listening to our podcast because of those.
Because of those?
Yeah.
What?
Apparently the idea was something along the lines of, well, if Kevin says I shouldn't listen to it, then I'm not going to listen to it.
Well, who listens to the Kevin? I don't even know Kevin. I'm not even sure I've met him. Have I met him?
How would I know? I'm not your keeper.
Well, who's where did he get so much influence? The people are listening to him. Maybe we need to turn this around, and you know,
he's Kevin LeBlanc.
Well, maybe we need to turn this around and bring him on, and you know, that way people. Yeah.
I don't know if he's willing at this moment, but he's told me he's willing.
Well, okay then. Then we can get all the Kevin LeBlanc fans, you know, to listen.
That would be cool.
And then we can get him to retract his previous statements. We'll find a way to do it. Okay, then. Is that all for food? Was that really all we've eaten?
Oh, I had a good A&W cheeseburger.
Yeah, it was tasty. I'm not sure they have A&Ws around here.
That's because you live in a cesspool of criminal iniquity.
Those are the exact words I was going to use. Thank you.
Just trying to help.
Well, I guess today we'd also like to talk about some of the movies that have been coming out in the theaters recently and give our thoughts about them. And it should be pointed out, we have actually seen none of these movies. So,
in fact, if we have seen some of these movies, we will not review them.
Well, good. Well, actually, I don't think I saw Into the Wild. I saw that one, so we can't review that one.
But what the hell is that?
Else. It's the one about a kid who goes in the wild and dies. But he touches people's lives along the way, including Vince Vaughn and Hal Holbrook.
Hal Holbrook is still alive?
Apparently, he was alive as of the making of this movie.
That's incredible. He was like 80 when he was doing the Mark Twain stuff in the 70s.
Yeah, I missed that. This wasn't his best role, I don't think. He was kind of touchy-feely, like, oh, I'm so sad that I don't have family or whatever. He's like, will you be my family?
Mark Twain?
He's like, no, I wish. Then it would have been, you know, wry and kind of funny. But instead, it was kind of sad. Anyway, how about, ooh, Saw 4. Have you seen Saw 4? Did you saw it?
Let's see. I have not seen Saw or Saw 2 or Saw 3 or Saw 4 or Saw 5 or Saw 6 or Saw 7.
Okay, then. Let me read a brief synopsis, and then you can.
I don't care. Saw sucks.
It does? Okay.
Yeah.
Apparently, what I heard about this movie was that...
Don't care. Go ahead and talk.
What I heard about the movie was that I guess the person who was torturing people before is now dead, yet somehow there's still movies. Yeah, okay. Okay, I'm moving on. Moving on
to... I guess they said they're going to do 7 of them.
Really?
I don't know why.
What is that even called?
Septology?
A septology? That seems a strange number. Anyway...
I believe it's Harry Potter for horror fans.
How about P2? I don't even know what P2 is.
That is a paint shade we use in Mason Abbott Snyder Phillips, also known as China White.
So what do you think about that paint shade?
It could be a little glossier. It's a little lacking, a little lackluster. Very bright, though. It's very white.
Yes, and how is it very cost-effective? I mean, is it good for how much it costs, or do you not know?
I have no idea. So, no.
Well, also, P2 is full of gore but low on suspense. Featuring a cat-and-mouse plot has been done many times before.
If you're reading other people's reviews, how is this helping us review it?
Sorry, I accidentally read the critical consensus, which wasn't actually a complete sentence. It's Christmas Eve, a time for curling up by the fire with family and friends, a day when even the most voracious corporate climbers generally head home by dinner time, but not Angela, and Angela is all in caps. She's the last one left the office, determined to blah, blah, blah. This is the one where she's in a parking garage, right? And there's some guy who's trying to keep her in the parking garage and not let her escape, but then she gets even somehow.
Wow, I hadn't realized we had reached the bottom of the barrel. Parking lot?
Yeah. I guess it's the sequel to P1. It's on the second level of the parking garage. But, I mean, what can you do in a parking garage for 2 hours or whatever?
You can wander around for half an hour carrying an air conditioner while you look for your car. Then you get diagnosed with uromycetosis.
And get arrested for public urination.
Yeah, that's my Seinfeld bring-up.
Okay, cool. By the way,
Seinfeld.
Yes.
The last season came out on DVD this past
Yeah, you're
So now
starting.
you could actually buy the complete series now.
Yeah, and you can get the complete thing in some huge box set, which I'm sure costs hundreds of dollars, but it's probably awesome.
I haven't bought them last season yet, but it should be good.
Well, the last season wasn't quite as good. It was kind of weird, but I mean, it was good.
It has the backwards episode.
Oh yeah, I saw that the other day.
The Puerto Rican episode.
Yeah, the Puerto Rican episode wasn't that good, though. It was just kind of weird.
But it's legendary, because no one else has seen it except for the millions of people who've seen it on the internet.
Is that what they're advertising it as? Like, no one's seen this episode ever?
I don't think it's actually advertised at all. But
oh, okay. This is the episode that no one saw because it sucked.
So I heard that, I guess, Jerry Seinfeld was on Larry King Live the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen or heard about this?
No.
Where Larry King, I guess, says something to Jerry Seinfeld along the lines of, "So your show Seinfeld was on the air for 9 seasons, and then it stopped, and that's because you guys decided to stop it, right? Not because it was canceled." And Jerry Seinfeld's like, "Canceled? Canceled? 75 million people watched the series finale, and people are saying that it was canceled? Is that the rumor going around right now, that we were canceled?" I thought it was funny.
Oh, yeah. Was he angry or something, or...
More incredulous.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So typical.
Ooh, it's a picture of me on the edge of the Grand Canyon. Ooh, and now it's a slut. This is a weird slideshow I'm watching.
Did you make the slideshow yourself?
I wish.
you listeners might not know, but he was describing the slideshow before, and it has had women in bikinis in it so far.
So and me.
And Adam. With Adam somehow.
Woo! So my brother was up for the weekend, or for an interview this past week.
Mm-hmm.
He's down in Illinois with Caterpillar.
Okay.
That's not really important. The important thing is he brought me 2 12-packs of Mellow Yellow.
Oh, man. I want Mellow Yellow now. I really
do. It's delicious.
See, this is why we shouldn't talk about food. I thought it was a good idea, but now I'm just hungry. I want some Hunan chicken and some Mellow Yellow. Is that too much to ask?
Yes.
I guess so.
What's the next movie?
The next movie is something called Citizen Kane. Have you heard of this one?
No. Give me a detailed plot synopsis.
So there was this guy, and he was an American, and he was really famous, but somehow was not able to reach fulfillment in his life because he cared too much about things and not enough about people, and also a sled. So what do you think?
Honestly, the couple times I've half watched the movie, I've been bored by it.
Really?
I really have.
I actually saw the end of it, I think about a week ago, and it was a little boring, especially when you know what's going to happen. It's like, oh, it's a sled.
Twist. Wait, what? Ending.
It was a sled.
What was a sled?
Rosebud was his sled.
What the hell is Rosebud? Sorry,
I should have said spoiler alert before I said that. It's what he said. You see, you haven't seen the beginning of the movie. Have you seen the beginning or the end of the movie?
No.
Oh, well. Yeah, the middle's kind of boring. At the beginning, he says Rosebud when he dies. And at the end, you find out.
Why does he say Rosebud?
Because it's his sled.
What is his sled?
Rosebud is the name of his sled.
Why does he care about that?
Because he's not able to find fulfillment in his life, so he thinks of the one thing that he actually cared about, which was his sled.
That's kind of stupid.
Yeah, I didn't like it either. How about The Godfather?
No, I didn't know you were moving on to a movie.
Oh, okay, no.
Remember how we talked earlier about how I say things that aren't true just to make you talk?
Yes, that was one of them, and I realized that. But for the sake of everyone else, I continue babbling on anyway.
We've now ruined the movie for.
If you don't know the ending of that movie by now, I don't feel sorry for you at all.
That's fair. That's probably that falls under the, 50-year spoiler moratorium?
I'm going to ruin another one for you. You know Kevin Spacey, his character? He was Kaiser Soze.
You know, people actually don't know that. I had a discussion about this.
I don't feel sorry for them. I don't. They should have watched it by now. It's old news.
You're old news.
Let's think of other movies we can ruin.
King Kong dies at the end of King Kong.
Yeah, that was kind of sad. Like, I was kind of hoping with the new one, too, that they kind of take it another direction, but he still died. Well, I'll ruin Fred Claus for you, even though I haven't seen it. Turns out that Fred Claus and Santa Claus make up, even though they have their issues together. And I'm sure Christmas was saved somehow.
What's another movie we can ruin?
Oh, Norman Bates dressed up like his mother, but his mother's dead. So he was the one killing everybody.
What movie was that?
It's Psycho.
What the hell's Psycho?
Sigh. Very deliberate sigh, Adam.
Can you spell that for me?
P-S-Y-K-O.
Thank you.
I almost walked into it. But I knew better.
So apparently the chick in A Crying Game is the man.
Yeah, I saw that. That was disgusting.
Lois Einhorn is also a man.
Oh, is that?
From Ace Ventura.
Oh, yeah.
He's okay. Actually the kicker.
Laces out.
Who's naming me at the moment? Ray Finkel,
of course.
Thank you, Jason.
How did you remember the Courtney Cox's name, but not?
That's Courtney Cox.
I'm pretty sure it was Courtney Cox, wasn't it? Am I wrong?
Jason's yelling Sean Young.
Sean Young. Okay.
She's the girl from Blade Runner.
Wasn't Courtney Cox in that movie? Am I 100% wrong?
Hold on. Let me defer to my roommate. I thought Lois Einhorn was Ace Ventura's love interest.
Bring him in here and have him talk in the mic.
Jason, come here, please.
You know, I'm on the internet, so I could look this up, but I refuse. Jason's answer will be final.
Jason, seriously, come over here. Yes, get your butt over here. Stop sighing like a little girl.
Tell him his expertise is required.
Your expertise is required. I need Jason Kane, not Aaron Kane, so stop sighing and get over here.
Tell him it will be short. It will be brief.
What's up?
Two questions.
All right.
First of all, in Ace Ventura, who plays the woman who turns out to be the kicker, Ray Finkel?
I believe that is Sean Young.
Okay, so in that aspect, I was wrong. But is Courtney Cox anywhere in that movie?
Yeah.
She is. Okay, so it's just not the same. It's not the same woman. Right. There were two different women in that.
She's some kind of liaison for the Miami Dolphins that is connecting with Ace to solve the crime.
You see, who needs the internet when you have Jason King?
This is what I'm saying.
In fact, do you want to have him? He should be involved in our movie discussion. If he can name people like actors and stuff right off the top of his head, I can't do that.
Who played All right, Citizen well, Kane? I'll have him on standby. He doesn't have his own microphone yet, so we can't hook him up directly. But
all right, that's fine. Okay, next movie, The Godfather. I think this one stars Steve Martin. His brother dies, and so he has to take care of his nephew, who's kind of he's kind of troublesome and gets into trouble a lot, but he's really kind of lovable underneath all that, and they have to kind of learn to live with each other. What do you think?
What movie are you actually describing?
I just made it up. I don't think it's actually a movie.
I was like, is that like, do I just not remember enough of like Dirty Rotten Scoundrels or something?
No, there was another. I think there was some other one where he had to take care of some kid, but I don't think he was the godfather of that kid. Anyway, what do you think of that? Second best movie of all time, or
I thought 100? Parts of it were okay. I liked the part with Marlon Brando where he was a disembodied floating green head. I was less impressed with the mob's attempts to kill Superman. But,
yeah, I had trouble with that too, and how that whole fit in with the kid and the mob, and how the kid had been an informant.
and that they were trying to kill the kid, but then Steve Martin got involved, and, you know, it just didn't flow well, I didn't think, as a movie. Number 2, best movie of all time. Number 22, I'd say.
22?
22. Solid, maybe 20, 21, maybe. Solid, it's solid. It's in the 20s somewhere.
Early okay. 20s. I'll buy that.
Okay. Next one is Casablanca. I've never seen this one, but apparently in Spanish, that means blank, blank case. So maybe maybe that's like
no.
Maybe that's like the Spanish version.
No. You're confused. Casablanca is a Spanish language movie about the trials and tribulations undergone by the Richard M. Nixon presidency, culminating in Watergate.
Oh, because what
Casablanca, the White House.
What I thought. Oh, see, what I thought for a minute was that it was like the Spanish version of Blank Check, which was, I would say that's pretty solid number 3 on my list. Yeah, the whole Nixon thing. I guess that's cool.
With Ray Liotta as Nixon.
Number 4 is Raging Bull. And
seriously?
That was, yeah. They've
weird.
I think they've changed this list. They changed this list every once in a while.
That's odd because I honestly it wasn't that interesting a movie to me other than the climactic bullfight at the end.
Yeah, I was gonna say, wasn't it that animated one that Disney did with the bulls?
Yeah. The one that's based on the opera Carmen, but like as a comedy, where Carmen lives by the end and she does a chorus line kicking with Don Giovanni and Don Quixote and Don DeLuise.
Keep going.
Don
Rickles.
Don Rickles, Don Henley, and Don
Mattingly.
No Banks.
All right. I think that's fair. So what did you think? Good? Bad?
Indifferent.
So maybe top 100, but not number 4.
Correct.
Okay. And then I think we'll stop here with number 5, Singin' in the Rain.
What a travesty of a movie this was. I couldn't get into it at all. First of all, it's a movie about silent movies, but it's in color and there's sound.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
I didn't follow that. I thought they were going with something new, which I respect, but at the same time I don't think it worked.
And seriously, like the songs they picked in that musical, Singin' in the Rain, that's such an old song. Why would you use that?
Yeah, and it was a pretty obvious move too. It's like if that's your title and then you actually put the song in there, I mean, come on. Who didn't
see especially when the lyrics are I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain, just singing in the rain, ow my spleen.
Well, I did like that part actually. But I also do not approve of the fact that singing apostrophe. There's no G. I mean, how hard would it have been to put that extra G in? They've already got one G. Just go ahead and put the other one in.
Some people just don't try hard enough.
Yeah, I think that's the story of that movie. It's they just did not try hard enough. All right, well, that's it for our movie
review. A terrible, terrible movie. No one should ever see it. And anyone who likes it, terrible people.
I would rate it number 10,000 of all movies. 10,000.
Wow, that's generous.
I haven't even seen that many movies. I'm putting movies I haven't seen. I'm putting Fred Claus above that, and I have not seen Fred Claus.
Man, at least Fred Claus had Vince Vaughn and Paul Giamatti.
It's true. You know what? You know what's above Singin' in the Rain? Ishtar.
Cutthroat Island.
Yes. After a long pause, yes, even Cutthroat Island. Cutthroat
Moulin
Island
Rouge.
Is 10,000. No. No, that's going. That is too far.
You found my limit, sir.
And Moulin Rouge is the cutoff. I think that's about 15,000. So yeah, I think that's about all we had specifically to talk about.
Thought there was something else.
Seinfeld, which we already discussed. You jumped the gun there, pal. But that's okay. Well, on that note, that's it for this edition of the Gobeski Wallace Report Mathcast. I'm Charlie Wallace.
And I'm apologizing for being late on this podcast. I like how some people say, oh, Christine, I've done it every week, and then miss it because they go to birthday parties. As if that's somehow more important than our fans.
You can listen to this while you're at a birthday party. You could play it for everyone at the birthday party, and then you'd be the life of the party. So don't try that one again, whoever.
Well, all right.
All right. See you later.
Bye.